and welcome this Saturday morning to Community Matters. I'm Jim McClure. My guest today is Lisa Selge, Library Director of the Matheson Library in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, the county seat of Walworth County. But stay tuned no matter where you are in our listening area, from Kenosha to Walworth County and down into Northeast Illinois. This is your story, how we learn, how we grow, how we learn about the world and encounter it through what libraries provide us. And Lisa, welcome to our program today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good to be here, too. I have all my life loved libraries. I don't know what marketing they were doing in the mid-60s when I was a little boy growing up, but it was mighty good. The bookmobile would come to Kalamazoo, to the grade school, and we'd all go running out and grab it. As I, as a teenager, would go to the library and see my first books that really motivated me for the career, there would be posters up. There was an ad campaign. You can find out anything you want if you go to the library, in the 80s, encouraging people for reference. How important is it in the library line of work to grab people right when they're first encountering books and the printed word and video and film?
Oh, I think it's very important to get people at a young age, and that's why we do so much programming that is targeted to the preschool age. And we like to encourage parents to bring their toddlers and even babies, we have a baby story time once a week, to the library and get them familiar with books and literacy.
I want to take people on a walk of the library here, and we might as well start back in the children's area. If you don't happen to have a child or grandchild or aren't a child yourself, you won't necessarily encounter it. It's remarkable. It's almost like stepping into a castle or something. Who designed this, and how did that come to pass, and what is that room used for?
Well, in our library, we have a story time room, and it is designed after a castle. If you look at it from the outside, it is a curved wall with turrets and kind of resembles the castle, and inside it was painted to be the same. And that precedes my time here, so I don't know who actually designed that, but that was done when we built our addition in 2003.
The first book I always get, even to this day, when I move to an area or I'm visiting an area, is I always check in and look for two children's books for the fond memories. One I can confirm we have, Make Way for Ducklings, about the mama getting her ducklings across Boston Square, which incidentally looks just like the book. And then for me as a young boy in the 60s and early 70s, the Matt Christopher books.
Oh.
Wonderful books that also my grade school would have. Kids today are getting more than books, though, aren't they?
We do have a lot here besides books. We have branched out to a lot of other entertainment. We, of course, have movies and video games. We also have books, audio books in different format. We've got books on CD and MP3 and Play Away. So if you would rather listen to a book than read, you can do that. So we also have maker kits and toys and lots of other things that can be checked out. And I'll just talk a little bit about our maker kits, because that's something new and kind of different. Some of them are just toys for the really young age, and some of them are actually things you can do. So you can take it home. We have a sewing kit, for example, as one of our maker kits, and it's got material in there, needles you can sew and make something, and it has consumables that you can use up, and then you just bring it back and we put more supplies in it. And so that, and it's not only for kids, we have some maker kits for adults that include different things like specific cake pans that may be shaped that you want to have for a certain type of party or tools and that kind of thing.
I saw a Thomas the Tank Engine cake pan the other day.
Yes, we have that. We've got, socket sets and I think a fishing pole.
Fishing around for our next topic, you mentioned playaways. This fascinates me. In addition to the books and, of course, the DVDs, Blockbuster, Eat Your Heart Out, you may not be in business anymore. I think it's because the library took it over. But behind us where we are in one of the adult study rooms is a beautiful room in the older part of the more original part of the library that has the standard cassettes and CDs of books. But you mentioned playaways. Now, some of them, ironically, come in old VHS cases, but you open it up and there's a little square. What, you plug into it? But basically, it's all the technology you need to listen to a book, right?
It is. It's very small. It's probably 2 by 3 inches, and it holds one book, and it has batteries. So the batteries are in it, and then you just plug in your earphones, and you can listen to the book that way.
We've talked about certainly children, and at the other end of the scale, what a wonderful place for seniors, and as America and Walworth County and Southeast Wisconsin ages, all kinds of programs here. Let's cover, first of all, if you were trying to get your head around how to use a computer, how to use a tablet or a magazine reader, you have instruction here to help people learn about the materials that you also carry to lend out.
That's right. We have, of course, we have computers here for people to use, and we have instruction as well. We used to actually teach classes, and we found that it was difficult just because if you had 8 people coming in to learn a basic computer class, they were really all at different levels, and so it was just hard to teach people and have them, because they were at different levels. They were, some would found it too hard and some found it too easy, and it was a little bit frustrating for everybody. So what we've progressed to today is more individual instruction. And so we have a program we call Book a Librarian, where our reference staff, our adult services librarian, will meet with you one-on-one and teach you or help you learn something you want to know, whether it is on your own laptop or iPad, or maybe you got a Kindle or some type of e-reader that you don't know how to use. People have iPhone questions, all kinds of anything related to technology. You can make an appointment and come in and receive individual instruction. And we find that has been more successful than a group setting.
Often we observe when we walk around town or we pick up kids at school, conversations not happening, but people talking back and forth on their phones using their thumbs or their fingers. And the pronouncement usually by most baby boomers, maybe even some of the Generation Yers, is, my gosh, are people even going to read books anymore? What is the future? I'll start with this. Before we tape the Saturday morning's program, I couldn't get a parking lot space here. What do you got going today, and why is it always pretty much so busy here if we're not going to have books anymore?
Well, it is a busy library, and unfortunately, our parking lot is not big enough for some of the events that we have going on. What's happening today is we're setting up for our book sale, and we have book and bake sales here twice a year. And we do it always in January and then again in the summer. So this happens to be our book and bake sale weekend. So that is being set up right now, and will be happening Friday and Saturday. And I know the parking lot is full because not only is that happening, but the senior card playing group is also playing cards in the community center. So they take up quite a few spaces as well.
As we broadcast this program, right now it's it's about 11:29 or so. We're coming up on 11:30 on Saturday. So the book sale is continuing for, I assume, a few more hours on Saturday the 16th?
Yeah, the book sale is actually going to go from 10 to 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay. So we've got, if you're listening in your car as you drive through Elkhorn or Lake Geneva, and heck, we're only 45, 50 minutes from Kenosha and Racine. You've got a few more hours to make it out to Matheson Library. It's real easy. You can take Highway 50 to 67 North. You can take Interstate 43 to 67 North. 11 all the way from Racine. All roads lead to the central part of Elkhorn. And all ages and all groups, too. You mentioned that we're busy as we tape this with seniors. The original part of the library, like so many institutions that last in a community, be it a hospital, library, courthouse, has had several additions. And the original entrance is so charming with the architecture and the entrance now, which is closed, but the rooms. And that's where you have your genealogy center. Take us in there, if you would, please, Lisa. What year does that date to, roughly, and what goes on there? It seems to be a busy place with lots going on, too.
Well, the original building was built in 1935.
Wow.
And so we have the original structure, and there have been two main additions. I think one was around 1990, and that extended out on the main level. And then the one that happened in 2004 is when it opened, 2004, mm-hmm. was a much bigger addition where they added the whole lower level and community center. And so that is now our main level, and this is considered upstairs. But there is just a ramp coming up here, and you can see the exterior brick of the original building on the ramp. They kind of built that into the addition, so we didn't have to have an elevator, but it is handicap accessible. And so now the original rooms are actually our audiobook room and administrative staff, and like you mentioned, our genealogy room. So that room is named after Mary Bray, who was our first librarian. And so we call that the Mary Bray Room. And the Walworth County Genealogical Society has their own little library in that room. It's separate from the Matheson Library's collection. It's all about genealogy, and they do staff it every Tuesday, one day a week, and then also one Saturday a month, and by appointment. So that is what's in the original part of the library.
Can you find out a lot about your history, even if your family was particularly sloppy in keeping records or passing things down from great-grandfather and great-grandmother? Are there enough public records to be surprised at what you find if you start a genealogy search?
I think so. I think they have access to a lot of information. I know we have a lot of books on Walworth County that people use a lot, and they have cemetery records there, a lot of family histories, people who have done their family tree, and a lot of them are original residents of the county. They've made books, and those are available in that library. But they also have access to census records, and now we also have the database Ancestry.com. That is just new in the last few months. We've gotten access to that, but it has to be used in the library. We do not have remote access, so people can use that at home, unfortunately. But it can be used in the library, and that has a wealth of information. And the genealogists who are here on Tuesday, they know how to do research. So if you're interested in that, I would recommend you come in and see them.
Neat. And for listeners across our coverage area, one thing that a lot of people may not be aware of is no matter where you are, you have access to much more than just your own library. And it seems in the Walworth County area, that hasn't there been a realignment lately of what the confederation is between different libraries? Who's connected to whom now? If you're in Racine and want to get a book that happens to be in Genoa City or Lake Geneva or Elkhorn, how does all that work now? What's the name of the organization that does it?
Yes, and we have had some changes, so it does change occasionally. So right now, Elkhorn belongs to the Lake Shores Library System. And Lake Shores consists of two counties, Walworth County and Racine County. So there are 15 libraries in the Lake Shore system in those two counties. And we share a catalog. And so if you look something up, you will see the holdings of all those 15 libraries when you search our catalog. And you can place a hold and get any item from any of those libraries. We have delivery 5 days a week that goes between the libraries. Now, if you want to get something that is outside of Lake Shores, that is also possible. We have access to a state catalog that searches all the libraries in Wisconsin. And so we call that WISCAT, and we look on that catalog, and you can order anything that you can find. And sometimes we'll go beyond WISCAT to search outside the state if no library in Wisconsin has an item you're looking for.
And a WISCAT, that's spelled WISCAT?
Yes.
Have you ever, in the course of your time, either here or with other libraries, had a particularly interesting search where it turned out it was for a celebrity or for an event or, I don't know, the stories must be legion about somebody who desperately needed a recipe for their grandmother. Do any come to mind off the top of your head about an interesting search? Or whenever you were taking your turn on the reference desk, what's the kind of things that a reference librarian, or in the way it's routed here, what are some of the interesting requests you'll get over the days besides whether you have, you know, a second copy of To Kill a Mockingbird or Go Set a Watchman?
Well, we tend to get more popular requests here at the public library, but every once in a while we get some more obscure references, and nothing really comes to mind. But I know that just recently we've actually borrowed microfilm from another county that someone wanted to do some research. They were looking for an obituary, I believe. And I mean, we've gotten books from Portland, Oregon, and all over the country. And you never know what people are looking for, but it can be anything from Vincent Price cinematography book to, I don't know, just weird stuff like that you don't see every day.
And you still do have microfilm in the corner of the older part of the building, a working thing. And I remember in days of old, in the 80s and 90s, I would frequently do research in what was then the Reader's Guide to Periodical Literature, the big green with gold, you remember them. And then you'd open that up, and then you'd go to the microfilm or the microfiche.
Yeah.
What do you do when Uncle Joe claims his story about, you know, his service record in the Marines or whatever was in the New York Times in October of 1975? How do you go about finding that these days? What happened, first of all, to my dear beloved Reader's Guide to Periodical Literature, where I could, for whatever term paper I was working on or high school study, that you would go and read all the topics about, you know, Israel or American history or international events? How do you, as a student, find what you need to know from contemporary news magazines and books?
The Reader's Guide is gone. And a lot of people did hate to see it go, but now everything is online. So we have BadgerLink, and that has all of the periodical indexes. So if you're looking for journal articles, we search the database for that. And as far as our microfilm here, the only thing we have on microfilm is our local newspaper, the Elkhorn Independent. And we do have that on film going back to the 1880s, I believe. So that does get used a good amount. There are people who are looking for something specific that happened in Elkhorn or Walworth County. And a lot of the use is people looking for obituaries. But that is the only microfilm we have here now. Otherwise, if we want to do a periodical search, we use BadgerLink.
You're listening to Community Matters on WGTD FM and HD. I'm your host, Jim McClure. Our guest this week is Lisa Selge, the library director of the Matheson Memorial Library in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, in Walworth County. And as we move into the second half of our program, I'd like to talk more about the creature comforts at this library and others, and the movie end of things, which is very relevant this time of year. And again, WGTD, if you're in Elkhorn, transitioning from your home to your car in Elkhorn, 101.7 FM, Lake Geneva area, 103.3 FM, and in Kenosha and Racine and into Northern Illinois on 91.1 FM, and of course always online at www.wgtd.org. Now, I understand the internet is a part of the library business these days, Lisa Selge, and you have all these computers, but you have all these movies. First of all, did you take over for Blockbuster and all that? How did that become a function at the library? Certainly 30 years ago, you wouldn't walk in and get a 16-millimeter reel of Ice Station Zebra or Sound of Music, but how did that come to pass, that it was such a popular place for families and individuals?
Well, I think that the role of the public library has always been to provide not only reading material, but entertainment and cultural enrichment. So I remember the days when we first started getting movies on VHS, and of course they were very popular. And my philosophy as a library director has always been to give them what they want. If the people want movies, that is entirely appropriate. And, of course, now the VHS has been replaced by DVD and also Blu-ray, and formats do change, but it is a significant part of our circulation. We check out a lot of movies.
About the time that VHS was coming online, if memory serves me, probably the second or third of the original Star Wars movies were coming out, and now we have a Star Wars movie again that is just rocketing the country, which brings to mind, as we tape this, the Academy Award-nominated films have come out. I imagine The Force Awakens may have gotten, as usually happens with sci-fi, a sound editing award or two, but I'm sorry, Harrison Ford, this won't be your your time to be Harrison, who started in Walworth County at the Belfry Theater just outside Elkhorn professionally. He will continue to be an Academy Award nominee. What are the films among the nominees? And the reason you know, Lisa, as a library director here in Elkhorn, is you have a marvelous event, very popular every year, called Fridays with Oscar. What's on tap?
That's right. Our Friends of the Library group has sponsored this event for 3 years now, and it is extremely popular. Every February, we show four films that have been nominated for Best Picture. So on Friday night, every Friday in February, we'll be showing a movie at 6:30, and we have been talking for weeks about what the possibilities might be, and there were so many wonderful films this year that we just weren't sure which ones we wanted to show. We had to check which were covered under our movie license, and also if they would even be available on DVD in February. And as it turned out, many of the good movies that we were hoping to show are not going to be available on DVD until March. So it just wasn't possible to show movies like Carol and Room and The Danish Girl and The Big Short. There were some that are just coming out too late. But the nominations were announced, and we have made the decision. So we will be showing the following movies. On February 5th, we're showing The Martian. On February 13th, Bridge of Spies. February 20th is Mad Max, Fury Road. And February 26th is Spotlight.
All of that available on your website, I'm sure. Soon, the easiest way to get to Matheson on the web is to probably Google Matheson for starters, or?
I'm sure you can Google Matheson Memorial Library. Our actual web address is elkhorn.lib.wi.us. But I was just going to mention that all of our movies that we're showing for Fridays with Oscar, they'll be playing at 6:30. It is free admission. The Friends group pays for the movie license and arranges everything and provides free popcorn and soda as well.
It's a real event. And to me, one of the more charming aspects of Wisconsin is as you enter the state from Illinois, whether it be on U.S. 14 or U.S. 12 or Interstate 43 or 94, I guess 41 is considered an interstate now too, you see that beautiful big Wisconsin outline in wood with timbers around it that say agriculture, recreation, business. And recently was added at the bottom, open for business. And I have to tell you as a personal compliment, you got my business when I was living in Richmond, Illinois, looking for fun things to do on a Friday night. And in the Beacon, which in addition to being the Walworth County correspondent for WGTD, I also write for the Beacon, our color bi-monthly newspaper that comes out every 2 weeks. The Beacon listed the first Oscar night. And so I made the short drive from Richmond up here, and I find all these gorgeous, glamorous ladies and their beaux in tuxedos and long white and gowns. And this has to be the work of none other than, I believe, the host of the Friends. We'll preserve most of her anonymity, but I believe her name is Katie. Tell me a little bit about the fun. Who says that people associated with libraries are boring, droll, and bookish?
Oh, no. We have a lot of fun with that program and many of the programs we do. But the Friends, this movie night is brought by Katie and Teresa are the main ones who do all the planning and organizing for this, because throughout the year we show a movie once a month. It's not just Fridays with Oscar, but that's our big month where we show one every week. But then for the rest of the year we have a movie night once a month. It's usually the second Friday. And so we wanted to have fun with this. We're calling it Fridays with Oscar, and some people do dress up. They wear the evening gown and jewels, and we have a red carpet, and we try to imitate the Oscars. Now, most people that come do not dress up, but we encourage it. If you want to have fun with it, that we would like to have you get all dolled up and come out.
Well, do try and consider Star Wars The Force Awakens, because I had my Han Solo outfit all set to go. But we'll make do. Wonderful event. Held in your auditorium area, which is part of the new area. As a visitor or a patron or a local resident of Elkhorn enters the Matheson Memorial Library, you open up into this beautiful atrium. And it's almost as if you're walking on a movie set, because the old library is the interior. And this always fascinates me, to look at the paned windows and the bricks and to think that these were once outside in the elements but are now surrounded by this beautiful new auditorium and entrance with a piano.
Yes.
Piano one can play. One more plug for the Beacon. The Beacon is in the lobby as well as you come in. But, Lisa, the events that I have been able to come to here as a Southeast Wisconsin resident. I have seen veterans from World War II speaking, and one of them is a regular patron, in such good shape, both mentally and physically, you'd swear he was barely able to make it into the Korean era. He's like a 90-year-old man turning 50. How fascinating to have experiences like that, and book authors, too, along the way, among the events you've had.
We do. We've had a variety of programs, and we try to just mix it up and offer different things that might be of interest to different people. So we did have, what was that called when they go to Washington and see the
Honor Flight.
Yes, we had someone speak about the Honor Flight, and that was a very interesting. We had someone speak about the history of Elkhorn and its newspaper. That was, we had last October, was History Month, and we did a lot of history programs, so we had good turnout for that. We do have an author visit every year, usually in the spring, in April, and we've had many well-known authors like Jane Hamilton, Michael Perry, Jennifer Shiverini, and so we're planning an event again for April of this year coming up. And then we have other programs, like we're having an antique appraisal program on Saturday, February 6th.
Oh, my goodness. And bring your own antiques, I suppose.
Yes. And so if you have an item that you want to find out what it's worth, you can bring it here. And Mark Moran is doing that program. He's a very well-known an appraiser. He's been on PBS's Antiques Roadshow and other programs, and he is quite knowledgeable, and we do have registration for that program, so you would need to call or go online and register, but it's not full yet, so we hope to get more people to come to that. Mm-hmm. We're also having a tea, and Old World Wisconsin Foundation and our friends group are combining to host a speaker who is going to be Mary Todd Lincoln impersonator. And I've heard great things about this particular woman. Her name is Jessica Michna. She's from Racine, and she does impersonations of different historical figures, but on February 27th she will be here, and she will be here as Mary Todd Lincoln, and we are going to have a tea, and we encourage people to come for that.
You know, how amazing that a library which becomes a center for entertainment of movies is also live entertainment of the source of a Mary Todd Lincoln coming to visit. I think back to, I think probably my first most significant encounter with a book. I was an eighth grader, walked into maybe seventh grader, the Lake Forest Library in Lake County, Illinois. And just out of the blue, I found this little book by an author named Forrester called Mr. Midshipman Hornblower. 4 years later, I was a midshipman in the United States Navy's Marine Corps Officer Development Program. And to this day, that one little book, I still go back. It's still there, lovingly preserved, and I watch over it. I visit it about once a year. And I think of all the adventures that I've seen that that launched and all the worlds. Do you still get a sense of that wonder with all your responsibility as director, with all the material and people and thing you have to manage? Do you ever stop back and think, or maybe you have your own story, of all the lives of wonder and imagination and adventure and even heartache if you're checking into divorce or bankruptcy for how-to advice? I mean, so much of what happens in life happens between these four walls, doesn't it?
Definitely. I think that many people can tell you a story about a book they loved from their childhood or something that was meaningful to them. And it brings back nostalgia. And we have a lot of people when they get to be parents and then grandparents, and they come in and ask for a favorite book they remember from many years ago. And so that's why we try to keep the old classics and have some books that maybe are, they're getting old, but they're still have value. And we don't always get rid of books just because they're old. So we like to have a good collection that represents new and old. And in fact, I just had someone speak to me today, and we were talking about what is the future going to be. I hope that there will always be books and that everything isn't going to be electronic. And this person I was talking to happened to be a senior citizen, but she said, I will always want to read books, and I don't like the e-books. And so, you know, we have to do both. So there are many people who want electronic books, and now we have a whole library of e-books that are available if you do. So I think it's important to have both physical books and the new formats as well.
And the audio books in all their formats, whether they be cassette, I'm sure those are growing rare, but the CDs and the playaway books where you just plug your headset right into the little cartridge, that's got to be great for commuters. If you've got that state government job in Madison, or you know, you're visiting family in Kenosha or Racine, or going up to Green Bay for the weekend, it's got to be great to plop in a book and listen to it.
Oh, definitely. Many people who commute take advantage of that and listen to audiobooks.
Now, for those of us more sedentary who enjoy a comfy place to do our reading, I salute you as being one of the few libraries I've encountered. You're one of the many that have comfy brown leather chairs to sit in, but they recline too. I don't know if that's a secret we want to let out. There's only a few of them. But how wonderful to sit in the corner overlooking our what became nationally known as Christmas Card USA. Literally, the views out the windows, especially on the west side, are glorious of the town square in Elkhorn. But my goodness, you can sit there in a comfy chair, and you won't shoo me out within reason.
That's right. We do have a lot of comfortable seating, and we, as long as you're not sleeping, we'll leave you alone.
That may be my undoing, or setting up a coffee maker, but you can get coffee here now too, can't you? How does that work?
That's right. We have a Keurig coffee pot, and so for a dollar, you can choose the one of the K-cups that we have different flavors, but that's available every day the whole time that the library is open. So As long as you have a covered drink, we allow that in the library.
And a fireplace, too?
Yes. Some of our comfortable seating is over in our fireplace area, and that's where we have our magazines and newspapers. And that area does get used a lot. There are people who come in every morning to read the paper and throughout the day just to relax. And now we do, on these cold days, we have had the fireplace on.
And be wary, no matter how stressed you may be or how vital it is that you're trying to get your information or doing that job search just before you head out for a job interview, you won't necessarily be sitting in a hardback chair. It's kind of a rocking chair you have in both the computer areas and some of the study areas.
Well,
who's in charge of comfy around here, Lisa? I mean, you've got it pegged.
Our chairs in the computer labs, they mm-hmm. do rock back a little bit. They're not rocking chairs, but they are adjustable.
Yeah, there's kind of a curved bottom to them, so you but it's a very very comfortable place. Mm-hmm. In the early morning hours, before the library starts, there's much work to be done. People are getting books put away. People are picking out requests from the night before, getting them on the shelves, getting ready for the people that first show up at 9 o'clock. And what to me is the most charming aspect that I witnessed, the laying out of the newspapers, the pulling of the green sheet out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, so that people can come in and do their crosswords. And darn if people aren't there ready to come in and do the crossword. So that more than anything else tells us that newspapers aren't dead, and neither are books, I suppose.
Well, we're having problems for a while there that people were taking parts of the paper, and we found out that they'd just disappear, and they'd say, oh, this section's missing. I wanted to do the crossword. And so when we realized people wanted to do the crossword, we decided we would just make copies in the morning and so that people can just take that home rather than steal our newspaper.
In addition to a library being a lifestyle maker or enhancer, you have been a newsmaker. I recall, I think, about a month and a half ago, our news director, Dave McGrath, called you and other library directors up and around Robin. There's been some incidents, not so much here, with theft. You got to guard against that a little bit now when you're getting valuable video games and things like that. How do you gauge that problem, and is it much of a problem, at least in the Walworth County area?
Well, unfortunately, it is a problem we've had to deal with, and we decided that it had gotten to the point that we decided to get security gates, which we had never had before. Mm-hmm. So about a year ago, we installed our security gates at the entrance, and we had to tag our entire collection. It took many months.
Wow.
And we used the RFID technology, which was radio frequency identification. And so all those tags went into the books and movies and every item we have. And so now if you leave with an item that is not checked out, the gates will alarm. Because we were finding many, many missing items. And a lot of it was books and movies and video games, the majority of were the items that were getting stolen, but books as well. So just to be fiscally responsible, I mean, we're entrusted with taxpayer money to buy these books, and to have them disappear at the rate they were, we just decided it was time to get the security gates.
Let's remind folks that where you're situated in downtown Elkhorn is also about a block from the police department. And with all the experiences one can enjoy, if you make that unfortunate choice, you can possibly get a tour of a police car and maybe even meet Chief Joel along the way. Lisa, thank you so much for the 45 minutes we have spent together. And I want to thank you as both a patron and a member of the community for all that you offer, not only in Walworth County, but for the patrons around the state who make use of what Matheson has here. Thanks for being with us.